This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Rich Noyes, Director of Research at the Media Research Center located near the nation's capital. We want to get his insights into a relatively rare event, administration at the White House declaring open season on a specific media outlet, probably for the first time since the Nixon enemies list. And this, of course, is referring to the Obama administration's squabble with Fox News. And Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Remind our listeners how this got started.
Well, most recently what happened is the White House Director of Communications, Anita Dunn, went on CNN to declare that, in her view, and I guess the view of the Obama White House, Fox News is more of an arm of the Republican Party than it is a legitimate news outlet. You have clues of this going on for several months, including when the president went on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Univision Sunday talk show programs, but skipped Fox News Sunday. But this is, you mentioned the Nixon administration. This is actually, even the Nixon administration didn't make their enemies list a part of a public campaign. That was something they preferred to keep quiet amongst themselves. This is really a remarkable thing, a very thin-skinned approach to press management when you have a White House that is just going to go to war with not just any news outlet, but the number one cable news outlet in this country, something that a lot of people depend on for their day-to-day news.
Every president, Rich, has had media outlets he doesn't like. Some haven't liked the media as a whole. So why do this? What's the political advantage?
Well, I think this is partly trying to lobby other reporters and pressure other reporters that, you know, if you have a really aggressive approach to the White House feels no problem in terms of cutting you off and making it harder for you to do your job and gather the news. I also think this is something that plays well with their base, leftists who really have an animosity towards Fox News themselves. On the other hand, if I was a regular reporter, you know, the classic rule for reporters is you're not supposed to take orders from the White House or take your cues from the White House. You're supposed to do the opposite of what those with political power can do. You're supposed to be the check on them, the adversary to them. So I think, other reporters should be asking themselves, you know, what is Fox doing that is earning them such wrath, and maybe they should be doing it too.
Well, Rich, I know your organization is tasked with chronicling the tone and tenor and slant of media coverage from all the different outlets, mainly the networks, but also the cable news channels to some extent. What's your verdict on Fox News? They're obviously seen as the most conservative, but are they an agenda-pushing network, as David Axelrod said on Sunday?
Well, there's certainly things you can point to, particularly in their entertainment programming, or I guess their commentary programming, that you can see is certainly has an agenda to it. But you could say the same thing about all the other networks as well. Certainly MSNBC has, a more over-the-top left-wing agenda than Fox News has a right-wing agenda. And there's opinionated hosts at CNN as well. What should govern most journalists as they go about doing their jobs covering these White Houses is trying to figure out what stories the White House doesn't want to see in the news, and then go out and see if they can explore those and get the facts and the information that the White House wants to keep secret. If all they want to do is be mouthpieces for the administration, well, they're not going to be doing their readers and their viewers any good. So I think what Fox is doing is sort of the typical aggressive reporting that you saw all the other networks, including Fox, doing during the last administration. But now this White House wants to make it seem as if it is somehow unprofessional to be aggressive when talking about the Obama White House. That's not the rule as journalists have historically understood it, and it's not something that other journalists should take lightly when they see that Fox is being demonized by the White House for it.
Rich, what are some of those stories that perhaps Fox has been the only one to really cover, and as a result, the White House has had to deal with, or perhaps that Fox has started covering, and because of the publicity, other networks have been forced to cover as well?
Well, I think certainly you look at the summertime, the Tea Party protests. You know, this is a sort of a grassroots movement that, you know, when it was left-wing groups that were organizing against the Bush administration or for other causes over the last 20 years, they had no, you know, they had lots of media supporters that they were trying to bring them out to the public. And yet Fox is pretty much alone in covering the Tea Party protests, which have proven to be very politically effective when it comes to this health care debate and other parts of the big government debate. I think if you look at Van Jones, a White House official who was had to leave his job because of revelations that an opinion host on Fox, Glenn Beck, brought to bear. Well, you know, it wasn't Glenn Beck's opinions that got Van Jones out of a job. It was the facts that he brought to bear about Van Jones' background. So I think that is something where other networks should be looking around and seeing who can they do the exposés on, who can they do the reports on. Because, you know, after all, the Obama White House is trying to bring more and more power into the central government. That's going to make the White House and the people that run the government more and more susceptible to scrutiny, or it should, because they have more power than any previous president or administration if they get their way. Not less and less scrutiny, but more and more scrutiny. That's what journalists should be offering.
A couple more questions before we let you go, Rich. First of all, are you surprised at the lack of concern from other media outlets about this a characterization of Fox News?
Well, I am. There's certainly every other network works alongside Fox in the White House press briefing room. They probably watch Fox all day long with the keep up with the latest news. And this is something that I think if it was directed towards any one of them, you'd see them all sort of rising up together to say, no way. This is what happened during the Nixon years when they were publishing the Pentagon Papers. You know, other papers would pick up if one paper was end up being had an injunction against it, the others would pick up to try to get the story out. And here you see Fox more or less dangling out there by themselves. I do think they should be more aggressive at trying to sort of fight this back as illegitimate. I saw that Helen Thomas, a longtime White House correspondent, someone who's a very outspoken liberal, was very much against what the Obama White House is doing when it comes to Fox, because first and foremost, she believes in a free and unfettered press, and I think that's good for her.
And last question before we let you go, Rich, how does this end eventually? I don't think that Fox is likely to buckle. They're probably loving the publicity, and the Obama administration can't really slink away. So at some point, do they just stop talking about it?
Well, I think right now you see the Fox News ratings are about 20%. So right, you know, in the short term, I think Fox is benefiting. I think over the long term, you'll see the White House probably is the one that will change course, and they'll do so in a gradual way. Events will change, circumstances will change, their poll ratings will change. The one that sort of has been the public face of this for the last week or so, Anita Dunn, is scheduled to leave the White House at the end of the year anyway. But I mean, no White House can stand by and get into these kinds of fights and end up losing. Losing the press. They need to at least have the press as neutral as possible, if not on their side. And I think this is probably the kind of fight that the White House over time will want to put behind them and not keep going with.
Rich, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, thanks for your insight.
Thank you, Greg.
Rich Noyes, Director of Research at the Media Research Center, just outside the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.